There were loads of workshops and small factories in the ghetto. These fell into two categories. A few workshops were official and authorized by the Germans. A handful of Jewish owners of workshops, or small factories, were allowed to keep them going under the control of an Aryan administrator. On the other hand, a number of German contractors opened factories. The ghetto produced household goods and sanitary products, beds and mattresses. The ghetto's factories also manufactured clothes, including a large number of uniforms for the German army, and mended second-hand clothing. The largest factories were those belonging to Tobin's, Schultz, and Hallmann. These Germans made huge profits by exploiting Jewish manpower, which was paid miserable wages.